Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation. And I am Sunil Rao here. I hope and I wish that all of you, the listeners, stay safe and healthy. Last week, I drew your attention to one of many teaching stories. This week, I bring to your attention yet another teaching story, which is extracted from an interesting and thought-provoking work titled The Idris Shah Anthology. The Tale of the Sands. A stream from its source in the faraway mountains at last reached the sands of a desert. Just as it had crossed every other barrier, the stream tried to cross this one. But it found that as fast as it ran into the sands, its waters disappeared. It was convinced that its destiny was to cross this desert. Yet how was this to be achieved? All at once, a voice came from the sands. The wind crosses the desert. Allow yourself to be absorbed by the wind, and it will carry you across in its arms. This was not acceptable to the stream. It feared it would lose its individuality. Once having lost it, what guarantee was there it could never be regained? The voice of the sands said, "You cannot, in any case, remain the same stream you are today. You cannot, in any case, remain the same stream you are today. If you allow the wind to take you, your essential part will be carried away and will form a stream again." When it heard this, certain echoes began to arise in the thoughts of the stream. Dimly, it remembered a state in which it, or some part of it, had been held in the arms of a wind. It raised its vapor to the welcoming arms of the breeze, which carried it gently above the desert and dropped it as rain upon the roof of a mountain many miles away. And because it had its doubts, the stream was able to remember the details of the experience more strongly. It reflected, "Yes, now I have found my destiny." But the sands whispered, "We know, because we see it happen day after day, and because we, the sands, extend all the way from the desert to the mountains. And that is why it is said, the way in which the stream of life is to continue on its journey is written in the sands." I'll repeat it once again. "And that is why it is said, the way in which the stream of life is to continue on its journey is written in the sands." Here ends our tale. The Idris Shah Anthology is intended to provide a basic sample of Idris Shah's work, an essential reader to allow people to do exactly what he would have wished them to do, to think for themselves and to make up their own minds. The ones who have this copy, I'm sure you will enjoy rereading it again. The ones who do not have can buy your copy from any of the bookstores near you or via any online portal selling books. or if you can see the link below by clicking the following link. As I conclude today's episode, I want to draw your attention to these wise words of a storyteller, which I have extracted from a monumental work, Kalila Vadimna, that's the title, which has been inspired from the Panchatantra, which in turn has inspired many storytelling traditions, directly or indirectly. Now, that extract, my stories require, at this stage, no extra commentary, imaginings, or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them. And also, let us remember, our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. We feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life, and we become freer in our action and choices. With that, listeners, I would like to thank you for taking time out and listening to the podcast. To the ones who have been listening to it regularly and have not yet subscribed, I suggest subscribe, click on the bell icon to be notified for every new episode that's uploaded almost every week. Once again, I wish each one good health and happiness. Let us spread the health and happiness around us, near and dear ones, friends, neighbors. Until we meet the next time, probably in the new calendar year, I wish all of you a happy new year. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Namaste.